Good evening. Not hearing any repeater activity. At this time, we'd like to start the Ronnie Information Net. If for any reason anyone needs this repeater for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie Net. This is N2HTL. My name is Aaron, and I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie Information Net. For this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. And this is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. W2EUP at 146.91 and 224.82. WA2HKS at 444.0 and WB2JQK at 29.68. And this net has only one rule. You must have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you can hear this net, you are encouraged to check in. And when you check in, please give the call W2PE and release your push-to-talk to ensure you're not doubling. Please give your call, your name, and your location. Of course, we welcome all questions or comments. If you have any technical things you'd like to bring forth or anything you want to share for the good of the net, please state that you do so at the time you check in. Let's begin by looking for mobile or portable stations first. Any mobile or portable stations for the Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is KD2, yes, Ed, Ruth, in the town of Tonawanda. And George wants to say hi from the hospital, or at the rehab center where he's at right now.
KC2RBL, Lee in the city of Tonawanda. Portable and no comment this evening.
KC2PE. KC2PE. This is KD2KSG, Phil in Amherst with words.
W2PE. AE2SS, Stu in the Iron Island in Buffalo. No comment. Good evening, everyone.
W2PE. WB2OLO Portable, John in Amherst. Good evening and no traffic.
W2PE. This is KD2CFU. John in the town of Tonawanda, no comments.
All right, good evening to all. Let's welcome and acknowledge KD2CFU. Hi, John, WB2OLO. Hello to you, John, AE2SS. Good evening, Stu. KD2KSG, hi, Phil. We got you down as having some words. KC2RBL, good evening to you, Lee. And KD2GFZ, good evening to you, Ruth, and all the best to George as well. Any additional mobile or portable stations before we move on? For the running information at this evening, please call W2PE.
W2PE, KK4, Quebec Charlie, Tango, Grand Island, Fred here with no comment.
W2PE, W2KYM, Jim in Niagara Falls, no traffic. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Jim, thanks for joining us tonight. W2KYM is there, and so are you, Fred, KK42CT. Thanks for joining us. All right, let's move on to general check-ins now for the Ronnie Information Net. Please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is KD2BEG, David in Hamburg. No comment.
W2PE. Here's WB2BEB, Paul in Grand Island with no comment. Good evening, all.
Right, we got Doug, KD2DKH in there, as well as Paul, WB2BEB, and hi to you, David, KD2BEG is there. Thanks so much. Any additional check-ins before we move on, please call W2PE.
W2PE. Evening, Aaron.
Yeah, hi, Aaron. Good evening, everyone. KB2TI, November.
KB2PE. This is KD2NPT, Anna and Chitawaga. No comment.
WTD line, North Buffalo. And good evening, Aaron. No comment.
How are you? Let's welcome and acknowledge Lon. Hi, my friend. How are you? KC2WTD is there. And good evening, Dean. K2KLB. Hi, Ann. KD2KPT. KB2TIN. Hi, Ross. And thanks again for the recordings. I need to get going on updating the website, but thank you so much for sending them. Bruce, N2TFG, real quick break. I didn't forget at all about the conversation you and I had the other day. Really quick, is that radio still available?
Yes, sir. Anybody who wants it can have it.
Okay, will do. I'll put it out there, Bruce. Thanks so much. KD2DKH, Doug and Paul, I already acknowledge you. WB2BEB and KD2BEG. Hi, David. Hello to you. And thanks so much for joining us this evening. Where is he? KD2FIL. Don, are you trying to check in? I thought I heard somebody trying, but I wasn't getting any audio, just a carrier. Was that you, Don? Okay, well, as much as we like to think the texting counts, it doesn't. So keep trying, Don. We'll get you in. And Phil, really quick, KD2KSG, I was kind of hoping both you and Ken would come in. Will you be able to speak on our JOTA operation over the weekend?
W2PE, this is KD2KSG. Yes, I am going to. Ken is heading for the class, and that he may be there now, so that may be why he didn't check in. Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, shame on me. I forgot about that. Okay, thank you so much, Phil. We'll get back to you in just a little bit. And, yes, if, in case the guys are listening at the shop, good luck. And hopefully that collection of confused looks is diminishing a little bit. I just want to let everybody know, especially Ronnie, board members, that our next meeting is tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity. I'll be sending out an email reminder shortly after net this evening just to make sure that everybody is aware of that. If you are unable to attend the meeting, we ask that you either contact myself or drop an email to Kevin and just let us know, just so we don't sit at the table and wait for you to arrive. Again, 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the church for the next Ronnie board meeting. The next Ronnie general meeting is Tuesday, November 14th. We're going to have a special guest, someone who is into cryptography and served during the Navy during the Korean War, and he got in touch with Mike during our activities over the summertime. So I was kind of hoping Mike would check in this evening to tell us a little bit more about that, but we are going to have a special guest that evening, so you don't want to miss that. And don't forget the next Ronnie Breakfast Get-Together, which happens every third Saturday of the month at the Boulevard Family Restaurant, 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, right next to ABC Tool Rental. We just came off of breakfast this past Saturday, but just so everyone can mark their calendars, our next breakfast is going to be on November 18th at 9 a.m. And that is probably going to be the very last time we get down to the USS Little Rock for this season, with the exception of a special event coming up in December, which I'll talk about shortly. And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that for those of you who are tuning in, want to come to the Ronnie meeting on November 14th, it's going to be at the Church of the Nativity, which is at 1530 Colvin Boulevard. And we usually meet around 7 p.m., and we get the thing started. The official start of the meeting is about 7:30, so don't forget that. All right, do we have any additional check-ins before we get to some announcements? Any additional check-ins, please call W2PE.
W2PE, we're Quebec Charlie Tango. Fred here, Grand Island, no comment.
W2PE and 2RRR Randy Portable and the Thompson one. And no comments this evening, Aaron. Good evening.
W2PE. Good evening. evening, Aaron, and everybody else on that. KA2IWK, Jim, in Lancaster, and I request 10-meter points for checking in on the 10-meter repeater tonight.
You actually earn a double set of points this evening, Mr. Jim, K2IWK. Good evening, Randy, and to RRR. Good to hear you, my friend. Jim, I'm glad you checked in. I just wanted to go on record thanking you for covering the net for me last Monday. It just is impossible to be in two places at the same time, and I know there have been some people who have been successful at running a net from inside their car, but that's just not something that I am capable of doing. So thank you so much for picking that up for me. Really appreciate it. Kevin wanted me to pass along that there's going to be a VE session at TSK Electronics this Wednesday, October 25th. I'm going to say that that's at 6 p.m. I'm not 100% sure, but you can contact Kevin at WA2FKV at ARRLnet.net for more information. Since it is a VE session, if you're interested in taking the test for your tech or your general, I would imagine even if you wanted to take the extra exam, there will be VEs there that can administer the exam for you. So if you're interested, again, this Wednesday, October 25th, drop an email to Kevin at WA2FKV at ARRL.net for more information. And the Ronnie Flash Mob got together on Saturday evening. 10 meters was actually open during the day. Chris, KD2ISV, who is in the class right now, he contacted me earlier and said that there was a station from Haiti calling CQ earlier, and he was able to make a contact. And that just proves that even if you don't hear anything on 10 meters, that doesn't mean the band is dead, especially as we start getting into the winter months. Usually in December, 10 meters can open up and stay open for quite a long period of time. So we met on probably about 8:30 on Saturday evening, and we had a really great time. Sometimes we actually like to switch it up to some of the other bands, like 20 or 40. Of course, licensing class permissions are required for that. But we had a great time, and for anyone who is interested in joining us for the Ronnie Flash Mob, just drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com, and just pass along your cell phone number, and I will send out a batch, what is that called, a group message, I think it is. Jim will scold me for not knowing the technology, because I don't even know what a Twitter is. But drop me an email, oldhamradio@gmail.com, let me know what your cell number is, and the next time we have the Flash Mob, I'll just send you out a notice, and we usually meet on 28.410. And now, thanks to Bruce, N2TFG, he has a Radio Shack HTX 10-meter mobile radio that's capable of doing CW, sideband, and FM. And he has got that radio up for grabs, so if there are any techs out there that do not have a 10-meter rig and want to use a radio, it's a fine radio, WB2BEB. Paul has one of those. Very fine radio. If you're interested in that, get a hold of me, oldhamradio@gmail.com, and we'll set something up so that you can take ownership of this radio. And join us on the next Flash Mob. And a very big thanks to you, Bruce, and to TFG for that. Speaking of Ronnie and the club winding down operations for the season, as always, we will be operating from both the USS The Sullivans and USS Little Rock on Saturday, November 11th, in honor of Veterans Day. As I said, we'll have both ships on the air using the call W2PE. We'll meet down at the park at 9 a.m. and go on the air until whenever. And I know some of you are out there saying, oh my gosh, November, the ships are going to be cold. Well, I can guarantee you that the operating position on the Little Rock will not be cold. And as far as the Sullivans goes, just wear a sweater and a hat, and you'll be just fine. If anyone is interested in coming down and participating in the Veterans Day operation, once again, drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com. While we don't want to turn anyone away, space is limited, especially on the Sullivans. So if you are interested in coming down, drop me an email. Let me know when you want to attend. We'll be on the lookout for you, and come on down. Especially if you've never done any operating from the ships. It's a heck of a lot of fun, and it's probably going to be the last time that we're down there for the season. The last thing, I'm sure you've noticed this on the news, that LCS-9, the brand new USS Little Rock, is going to be in Buffalo on Saturday, December 16th, 2017, to have itself christened alongside its namesake, our USS Little Rock. In its over 200-year history, this has probably never been done before, so says the USS Navy, the U.S. Navy, pardon me. And if you want more information about this, the Navy does have a website all dedicated to LCS-9. If you head over to HTTPS, that's Hotel Tango Tango Papa Sierra, U.S., that's :// U.S. Little Rock LCS9.org. Or you could probably just do a search for USS Little Rock LCS9.org on Google, and the website will come up. It gives you a whole history of the brand new ship, as well as some nice video and pictures, and it's a huge plug for Buffalo. As a matter of fact, the website is pretty much all about the arrival of the ship in Buffalo. So go check that out, USS Little Rock LCS9.org, and we hope to be able to be on the air from our USS Little Rock on December 16th. And, of course, we'll have more information about that as well as putting together a crew to put USS Little Rock on the air on all bands if we can once we get a little bit closer. So keep your ears open. All right, let's take one last look. Oh, I'm sorry, additional look for check-ins, and then we'll get over to Phil for some words. Any additional check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE. Nothing heard. Phil, KD2KSC, please call W2PE and go ahead with your words.
W2PE, this is KD2KSG, Phil and Amherst. Yes, this past weekend was Jamboree on the air, and Ken, KD2KEH, and myself operated from St. Leo the Great Church under the call sign W2SSR, Whiskey 2 Sierra Sierra Romeo. That is the Shawcross Scout Reserve call sign. We made about 15, 16 contacts. We had about a dozen boys there. We actually had a scout from Alden show up, which was awesome. And the boys had a good time. We did operate briefly digital. We did have a computer glitch, so we had to stop digital. But we operated on voice on 20 and 40 meters. And the boys contacted a station in Vermont, the Canadian Scouting Headquarters, which was awesome. They also contacted Oregon, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and yes, even to Germany, which they were very happy to do. So it was a lot of fun. The band conditions weren't bad, but it's hard to compete with the New York State CUSO Party, South Dakota, Illinois, and I believe there was a contest in Europe going on. It may have been a contest over in Germany, but I'm not quite sure on that. But it was a lot of fun. We're hoping to do it again next year. And that's all I really have. KD2KSG, back to net.
Oh, great job, Phil. Thanks so much. And I'm glad I was able to make a couple of contacts with some of the boys as well. There were a lot of stations that were pausing their New York CUSO party, and the South Dakota CUSO party was also going on at the same time. And a lot of the guys that I heard were taking a pause to talk to some of the scouts, so that's really great. And I'm glad you and Ken were successful in your endeavors. And thanks so much for putting W2SSR on the air. Really appreciate it.
The only thing we did notice, we didn't hear a whole lot of other scouting stations. They did make three contacts with three different Jamboree on the air stations. The rest were all private people, and we greatly appreciated them helping out. And thank you for making contact. The boys really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem, Phil. Entirely my pleasure. And thanks again for your efforts as well. This is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. You know what? It was all the talk about the Jamboree on the air. Very quickly, I want to share a real quick story. Phil, I think you heard this story. But back when my son was a Cub Scout, I set up a Jamboree on the air station at a shelter at Don Miller Park, and I had a dipole up in a tree, and we were making contacts. I had my old trusty Kenwood TS-520, but Echolink had just come out. It was a brand new thing, and we actually got permission from the main lodge to run a telephone line about 100 feet of phone cable from the phone that was in the closet at the main lodge out to this shelter. And the laptop that I had was a 386 or 486, something like that, and I think it was running Windows 95, and we managed to log into Echolink, and we announced ourselves as N2HTL JOTA station, and we were getting people connecting up to us throughout the course of the day, and even in the early evening, because we use it as a camp out. One of the stations that connected up to us was a group of boys from South Africa, and we kept using Echolink, and the boys were talking back and forth, and they were really getting a kick out of using the computer to talk to a bunch of Cub Scouts in South Africa, which was kind of cool. A lot of people say that Echolink is not ham radio, but for our boys to talk to boys in South Africa was pretty special. As we were just about to wind up the conversation after talking to maybe 12 or 13 boys, one of them asked if any of us had email access. And of course, we did. But more importantly, they wanted to know if any of us had a phone that was capable of receiving email. And one of our scout leaders had a flip phone that was actually capable of getting email. And we gave out an email address of this individual. And about 15 minutes later, we got a picture of all the Cub Scouts in South Africa sitting around the table talking to us. Not exactly live, not YouTube, not Facebook, not Twitter. But back in 2003, it was pretty hot stuff, and all the boys went crazy when they saw that. So the technology has certainly changed, but the joy that the boys get for making a contact on the Jamboree on the Air, that hasn't changed. And if we do have the ability to steer some of those boys to this great hobby through whatever means, then that's a job well done for all of us. This is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. Do we have any additional check-ins before we move on? Any additional check-ins, please call now.
W2PE.
E.
KA2QYA, George Amherst, no comment.
W2PE. W2PE, this is W2AFJ, Annette in Amherst, no comment. Good evening, Aaron.
Hey, Annette, good to hear you. W2AFJ is there. Welcome, and KA2QYA. Good evening to you, George. Thanks for joining us this evening. Real quick, I want to throw out a plug for Ronnie's special interest groups, especially the ones that are going to be talking about the Arduino, because for those of you who have attended our last couple of meetings, January is always Ronnie's homebrew night, and this year we're asking for people to investigate the Arduino and come up with a small Arduino project, a simple Arduino project. Of course, you can get very elaborate if you want to, but if anyone is interested in learning more about the Arduino, Ronnie is putting together special interest groups. We're going to be doing antennas, contesting, things along those lines, but Mike KA2GVY is going to be heading up a special interest group devoted to introducing folks to the Arduino microcomputer. He'll be talking more about it at the next Ronnie meeting, of course. We'll have some more details. We're going to talk more about this at our board meeting, but put that in your hat and think about it. If you're interested in learning more about the Arduino, we'll have you get a hold of Mike K2GVY, and we'll get that special interest group started, especially before the January meeting. I know, Stu, AE2SS, you've gravitated towards the Arduino, which is great. I have as well. I'm in the process of working on a remote antenna switch for back out by my shed, powered by an Arduino. Lots of great things, lots of very inexpensive projects can be had by using an Arduino. As a matter of fact, if you head over to DXZone, dxzone.com, do a search for 9 amazing Arduino ham radio projects. Once again, dxzone.com, do a search for 9 amazing Arduino ham radio projects, and a lot of really interesting and very simple things are going to come up that you can do with the Arduino. I think the Arduino computer now, especially the Uno, can be had for like $8, if not cheaper than that. So don't be afraid to jump into this technology. Your friends at Ronnie will be here to help you, especially Mike K2GVY, and we're really looking forward to seeing what everybody comes up with in January. All right, the last thing I want to mention this evening, especially for those of you who are attending the extra class, or for anyone who's interested in the upcoming technician or even the general class. I have mentioned this once before, but I haven't mentioned or called to any attention to any YouTube channels lately, but I want to call attention to this one again. If you go to YouTube and do a search for Dave Kassler, that's C-A-S-L-E-R. His call is Kilo Echo Zero Oscar Golf. If you want to know anything, and I really do mean anything, about ham radio, amateur radio, everything from operating practices to building and putting up an antenna to QRP radios, and more importantly, if you are currently in the process of studying for your tech, general, or extra class license, Dave has an online video course that covers all three of the amateur radio elements for the FCC examination, tech, general, and extra. Of course, I'm not promoting this to take away from the Ronnie Technical Institute and everything that Kevin's doing, but really, in order to get yourself ready to pass the exam, some independent study is pretty much a must. And of course, I've mentioned the Gordon West book and the CD, but if you check out Dave Kassler's videos, they will definitely help push you on your way. Dave is a very soft-spoken but firm guy. He gets the points across. He touches on everything that you need to get your license and pass the exam. But more importantly, if you watch the videos and you do have any additional questions, just bring those questions to Kevin and get a roundtable session going within the class, and that helps each of you learn as you go for your upgrade. But once again, go to YouTube, do a search for Dave Kassler. That's Charlie Alpha Sierra, Lima, Echo, Romeo, Kilo Echo Zero Oscar Golf, K-E-0-O-G, and just pop some popcorn and see ya, because you'll be there for a long time. He's got an awful lot of videos, and he's very entertaining to watch. And most importantly, you'll learn something too. All right, so next week I'm going to talk about satellites, because the AWL announced that the Chinese have activated two linear transponders for CW and sideband communication. The amount of satellites, amateur radio communication satellites, that are up in the sky now is probably more than have ever been up there, and I'm going to talk some more about those next week. For those of you who are technicians that are unaware of this, you do have the ability, you do have the privileges to go on and operate using our amateur radio satellites. And you can do that with any dual-band radio, even if it's a Bofang or a Wushan. So I'll be talking about that next week, as well as some software that you can use to predict where the satellites will be based on your location. Let's take one last look for check-ins before we move on. Any last-minute check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. KC2IIZ, Chris, Portable, and Amherst. No comment.
Come and acknowledge Chris, KC2IIZ. Thanks for joining us, my friend. And at this time, we'd like to close the Ronnie Information Net down with no further net business. We'd like to thank everyone for checking in this evening and remind you to please join us again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. As always, we wish to thank the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, also known as BARA, for the use of the repeaters tonight, and to remind everyone to check into the BARA TechNet every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. And Ed, I got to tell you, you're doing a great job, and it's a pleasure to hear you calling the net. And folks, if you haven't heard it, you're missing out. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. local time for the BARA TechNet. And I can't say it enough, folks, BARA is the organization that maintains most of the repeaters that we use on a daily basis. If you have not considered joining BARA to help maintain the repeaters, please consider doing so. Head over to their website at BARA Buffalo, B-A-R-R-A, Buffalo.com, for more information. And if anyone has any questions, topics, or information for the Ronnie Information Net, please don't hesitate to contact myself, Aaron, N2HTL, at oldhamradio@gmail.com, or drop a note to Kevin at w82fkv@arrl.net. On behalf of the Radio Association of Western New York, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope to see everyone again next week. We now turn these BARA repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. Have a great night and a great week, and we'll talk to everyone again next Monday evening. This is W2PE, clear. And